It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and of course, why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, did Rashida Tlaib really mean what she said when she said the Holocaust brings about a calming effect for her? David Fisher's here. It's a Money Monday. We will take a look also at politics in 2020, Professor Bias in the Classroom, and we start with Secretary of State Pompeo on Iran.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Secretary of State, I wanted to make sure that we had all the political diplomatic tools in the right place. And we want to make sure that we can provide the president with an option set in the event that the Iranians make a bad decision.
Option sets? You don't usually hear the Secretary of State and the State Department talking about option sets. That's usually stuff that you hear coming from a military thinker. I am so grateful we've got Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and not Dr. Susan Rice or... I don't know. It could be any number of really bad choices from, you know, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. They could have all been Secretary of States or were at different times. Yeah, no. We've got a military thinker in Mike Pompeo, retired general, who understands exactly what is at stake with this major story coming out of Iran that all of the media are ignoring. Dateline, May 13th, Geneva. A senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander said on Sunday that the U.S. military presence in the Gulf used to be a serious threat, but now represents a target. This according to the ISNA, Iranian Students News Agency. The U.S. military has sent forces, including an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers, to the Middle East. We talked about it on this show on Friday with General Jack Keane. In a move that the U.S. said would make clear that we could take clear indications of threats from Iran to American forces in the region. The USS Abraham Lincoln is replacing another carrier that was rotated out of the Gulf last month. But this is what Amirali Hajizadeh, head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, who has now been put on the International Terrorism Watch List, this is what he said. And they're on the terror watch list while operating as the Iranian military. This is what Amirali Hajizadeh said. An aircraft carrier that has at least 40 to 50 planes on it and 6,000 forces gathered within it was a serious threat for us in the past. But now it is a target, and the threats have switched to opportunities. Just let that sink in for a second. The head of Iranian Revolutionary Guards Aerospace Division. He oversees the missiles and the planes. He says, oh, that big fat carrier there in the Straits of Hormuz, that's a nice target for us. He went on to say, if the Americans make a move, we will hit them in the head. What kind of move would qualify as a move? Like kidnapping some of the Iranian guard and holding them hostage for a couple of days and berating them on television and putting them on a mock trial in front of state television? Because that's what you did to our guys, Iran. This is, in coming days, a response because Donald Trump has also increased economic pressure on Iran, moving to cut off all of its oil exports. Not a drop going anywhere. He's trying to get Tehran to curb its nuclear and missile programs, as well as end support for their proxies in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Yemen. Listen to that, friends. Every one of the hottest hotspots, by the way, that we had on that travel ban that was wrongfully named a Muslim ban, only by idiots that say that, you know, AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. But Iran is actually running the proxies in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Yemen. So today, Secretary Pompeo spoke to CNBC, and he said, this is all about the Iranians' behavior, not ours. Cut two.
President Trump's been clear since the beginning of his administration. And then a year ago, just a bit over a year ago now, we withdrew from the nuclear deal. It was a terrible deal. All kinds of bad things happened during the deal. Increased terrorism, more missile launches, and a radical increase in malign behavior from Iranian-supported entities that range from the Houthis to Hezbollah. All of that occurred while we were in the JCPOA, and President Trump is determined to change that behavior from the Islamic Republic of Iran. We laid down in May of last year the 12 simple things we're asking Iran to do, and the pressure that you see, the economic pressure we have applied, the sanctions that we've put in place, the efforts we've made to help Iraq stand up, its own independent sovereign government, the support we provide to Lebanon, are all aimed at the same thing.
The same thing being to get Iran to change its choices. They're like a petulant four-year-old that cannot seem to be learning that they need to have better behavior. This is sad. This is truly sad. So what do we do? How do we go about dealing with this? Well, Pompeo makes it clear that's why we need the deterrence. Cut three.
What we've seen from the Iranians is increased threats, and we've seen this reporting. It's real. It appears to be something that is current. That is things we're worried about today. So we've done all the right things to increase our security posture to the best of our ability. But we also wanted to make sure that we had deterrent forces in place. So in the event that Iran decided to come after an American interest, whether that be in Iraq or in Afghanistan or in Yemen or any place in the Middle East, we were prepared to respond in an appropriate way.
And that's the real difference in a true Secretary of State and somebody like Hillary Clinton, who just thinks it's all about going to wine and cheese parties and talking bad behind America's back most of the time. This is a man who's in his role as helping to fashion state policy, is working in conjunction with a president who understands that there are actual national security threats in these things. Do you remember how desperate and groveling John Kerry and Barack Obama were with these guys? The Iranian Revolutionary Guard's the same organization it was then. It's not any different today. They wanted to kill us then. They were making plans to kill us then. The difference is now we're learning of it, and we're saying, well, you know, say what you will. We're putting choices in front of you that are going to strongly incentivize your desire not to do this. And if you still choose to go ahead and do it, then we're in a position to blow your minds, literally. Iranian Navy Commander Rear Admiral Hossein Khansadi said on Sunday that American forces must exit the Middle East. So you have the Revolutionary Guard saying that our carrier is now a target, and you have the Iranian Navy Commander, the Rear Admiral, that runs the Iranian Navy. By the way, they run all those speedboats at our carrier sitting in the straits. I know. I talked to people that have been on them. The presence of the Americans in the Persian Gulf region has reached its end. They must leave the region, said the Rear Admiral. Friends, why this isn't segment A news on every news block tonight on all of the news channels is really a shameful statement about the course of news in our country. But Iran is not playing nice. They cannot be gotten along with. And Obama and Kerry were fools to believe them. these people are ready to start killing our boys, our ships, our planes, and if not us, our allies. We have to be in place. We have to be vigilant. We have to be ready. And thank God for Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo thinking like an actual Secretary of State. We're going to be ready. We're going to be ready to face that challenge. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at delays of close to 45 minutes outbound the Holland Tunnel now, 10 to 15 on the citybound side, 15 minutes out at the Lincoln, less than 5 on the citybound side. George Washington Bridge, that is a pretty good ride for you. In New Jersey, 280 westbound, the exit 8 in West Orange, that's a crash being cleared. 78 eastbound near the Turnpike Toll Plaza in Newark, a car spun out, hits the divider, left lane's out of service. 21 northbound at Elm Street in Newark, that's a collision along the left side of the roadway. And the parkway is generally slow from Woodbridge all the way up to Clifton on the northbound side. Southbound generally heavy from exit 145 right down towards exit 130. And the turnpike pretty heavy on both spurs from 15W to 16W on the western spur. And southbound eastern spur, we're slow 16E to 15X. And northbound slows 14 up towards 15E. Staten Island Expressway westbound jammed up bridge to bridge. Verrazano across to the Gothels. The Bell Parkway is jammed up both ways, Pennsylvania Avenue to the Verrazano Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, and use discount code THEANSWER.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. And his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And if I were Donald Trump Jr.'s lawyer, I would tell him, You don't need to go back into this environment anymore. You've been there for hours and hours and hours, and nothing being alleged here changes the outcome of the Mueller investigation. I would call it a day.
I love that version of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey, we call him 2.0. I think he's really technically 3.0, though, because 1.0 was Lindsey during Clinton impeachment, which is where I became a Lindsey Graham fan. He was a congressman, led the impeachment proceedings in the House, and was very successful in making the claim. Then he had his whole career in the Senate with John McCain, and I just kind of lost him. But since McCain's been gone, he's been back. And I like the fact that he's fiercely defending the president on every front right now, especially in how the Russia investigation got going. And what he can do as the chair of the judiciary to make sure that the attorney general has all the referrals coming his way to open as many investigations, legitimate investigations, as is necessary. So I'll get my next guest's opinion on that. She, of course, is part of the Trump 2020 team. She's a media advisor and will be doing rallies for the president all over the country as she did in 16. Dr. Gina Loudon is back with us. And Dr. Gina, I got some other stuff I want to bounce off of you, too. But let me start right there. Lindsey Graham 3.0 is a rock star.
He really is. And I'm not sure what to expect. I don't know if you saw Meghan McCain's interview the other night on Jimmy Fallon, but he talked to her about you know, what she thought of Lindsey Graham 2 or 3.0, as you put it. And she was really disappointed. You know, she said she believes it's political pragmatism. I don't know that that's a really nice thing to say about someone who was your father's best friend. But it was interesting to hear, because I was so, you know, just enthralled to see what does the McCain family think now that Lindsey Graham is defending the president. But the president is all about results. And Kevin, I know a lot of Never Trumpers that have come around to see the president in a different way. And so it doesn't really surprise me that Lindsey Graham would be on board with the president and that it would be sincere and legitimate. And yeah. I can tell you, I saw him when he spoke a couple weeks ago at Mar-a-Lago, and I had a chance to really sort of interrogate him, frankly, on this turnabout. And I believe it to be sincere.
Oh, I totally know that it is. And you know where Lindsey's always been his best? And it wasn't just as a sitting United States senator biding his time kind of in McCain's shadow. When he was a prosecutor in the Navy, and then when he was on the Congressional Judiciary Committee, he was a bulldog. And since he has reinherited the reins of the judiciary now over in the Senate, and you saw it in the Kavanaugh hearings, and when he blew his lid at that last minute maneuver that Jeff Flake tried to, you know, orchestrate to spearhead the nominee, you really saw mm-hmm. the fighter, the former Navy prosecutor, you know, the longtime military lawyer come out in him. And, I just love the fact that he's going to help Barr get to every ounce of evidence necessary to find out what the horse haranguings were going on behind the scenes, to open up these phony investigations into the president. Cause as the president said many times in person, but he's also said on Twitter in recent weeks, there's no president that deserves to have been forced to go through what he's had to go through his first 2.5 years
Absolutely.
In office. And that's that. Yes. Hey, let me shift gears a little bit, because we don't talk about non-political stuff very often. But in the last 2 weeks, there were some pretty record audiences that were recorded in New York City and in Philadelphia. Now, these are both typically blue cities and blue states, and Philadelphia is really a blue city. Although New York is as blue as it's been ever in its history now. But both crowds overwhelmed the anticipation. So in Philadelphia, they were responding to this state rep, Brian Sims. We covered it all last week. He was harassing women outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic that were praying for the women going into the clinic and for the clinic directors and so forth. And Abby Johnson sent him a tweet and said, "Hey, I'll show up on Friday at 10 o'clock. You be there." And out of the blue, 1,000 more people showed up. Live from New York, Focus on the Family said, "We're going to have 8,000 people come and observe an ultrasound be done in 4D on the jumbotrons." Now, Times Square tried to shut them down. Nobody let them put the jumbotron on their screens. So they just rented their own and brought them in. But they had 20,000 people. Dr. Gina, what is happening in these blue states with the pro-life message? What's going on here?
Well, you know, you want to say we're witnessing a pro-life revolution, which I truly believe we are. But I think it's more honest than that. I think that thanks to the empowerment and the emboldenment that has come out of the Trump administration for pro-lifers, we are no longer afraid to discuss the truth. I was just actually reading an article right at the exact time your producer called me ready for this show regarding, you know, part of Abby Johnson's books, excerpts from her books on Life News. And one of them was this woman who had had 9 abortions, and then she asked to see the remains. And she was just kind of these one of these quippy people who always had a smile on her face, whatever. When she saw the remains of the baby, she realized it was a baby. And this was a very, very early abortion also, but she could see the baby. And she became hysterical. They had to practically restrain her. She screamed for hours after this, upset the whole apple cart. So that's when Planned Parenthood developed a position that they would never, ever show the remains of their baby to someone who had an abortion. And this woman, to their knowledge, never had another abortion, at least not on record with Planned Parenthood again. And I wouldn't think that she would have. She and her boyfriend, who had to come take her out of there to get her gone as her emergency contact number at the clinic, they left in tears. And this is the reality. This is the truth. And I think we as pro-life people have finally found our footing and we're ready to talk about it in ways that we never have had the courage or even really the understanding of our platform and media availability to do. And I think that's why we're seeing a massive revolution in what has become a pro-life movement like I don't think we've ever really seen before.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, since 1973, I don't think, and we're now poised with the courts to actually make some success happen, thanks to President Trump. But as always, read her book, Mad Politics. You got to. It's all about the good stuff. Dr. Gina, thank you for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have light rain in Manhattan, but it's heavier in other parts of the five boroughs and certainly over New Jersey at this hour. It's 47 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, the long-awaited disciplinary trial for the NYPD officer accused of putting Eric Garner in a deadly chokehold is underway. In opening statements, the prosecutor said Officer Daniel Pantaleo used a strictly prohibited chokehold, while Police Officers Union President Pat Lynch said Pantaleo's not guilty.
The chokehold was never used. That Mr. Gardner never said he could not breathe while any arm was near his neck.
Pantaleo's attorney added Garner died from being morbidly obese, coupled with chronic asthma. The trial is expected to last about 2 weeks, and if Pantaleo is convicted, he could be fired from the NYPD. New numbers from the CDC put the number of nationwide measles case at 839. As James Flippin reports, over 80% of those cases are within New York State.
The Centers for Disease Control says 23 states are now reporting the measles, the highest such number since 1994. But with 82% of the country's measles diagnoses coming from New York, it's clear to see why officials in Rockland County and New York City felt it appropriate to declare health emergencies. At clinics in Brooklyn, in Borough Park, Williamsburg, and Flatbush, free vaccines are being offered through Wednesday. You can also get that MMR vaccine at Maimonides Hospital. In Brooklyn, 466 confirmed cases since September. In Rockland County, 225, mostly within Orthodox Jewish communities. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees and the Orioles still scheduled for a 6:35 first pitch at the stadium. Of course, will be weather permitting. Mets are off. They begin a series in Washington against the Nationals tomorrow. Taking a look at the traffic, 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 5 to 10 on the citybound side, 15 minutes out at the Lincoln citybound. You're doing okay. Rain tonight tapers off overnight, low 43. Clouds tomorrow, chance of showers, high 53. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a 5-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said over the weekend on Twitter that the GOP, and she kind of like made it all their fault. She said this is the technique that they use. They try to take dry humor and sarcasm literally and then fact check it. And then she specifically, because she was getting heavy criticism from someone on a new controversy, but then she specifically cited as part of her defense in this Twitter post, like, quote, the world ending in 12 years thing, you'd have to have the social intelligence of a sea sponge to think it was literal. Basically, the GOP is becoming the Dwight Schrute from The Office. Well, that is not necessarily true, because if you go back to her own words, her own quote, and not that long ago, from April of this year, she actually said that if you thought she was joking when she said this, that you had, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me now, I just lost my screen. But if you thought that she was being funny, that you weren't being serious. Here to straighten all of this out is someone who's now running for not that congressional seat, but a congressional seat's ally of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Shel Farley, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
Kevin, it is great to be back. And yes, you know, AOC is not great with the facts. She was saying that the world would end in 12 years. And what actually happened is the UN said that we need to lower our emissions by half in 12 years. And so she has been walking it back. But her Green New Deal is something that, do you know that it would actually only reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 0.1 degrees Celsius?
Not the 50% that she's...
Exactly. Yeah. But the $93 trillion it would cost, which no one has any idea what that means, but they do get it when you say it's $600,000 per family. And for what? I mean, look, we all want clean air. We all want clean water, but we have to enact it in an economically viable way.
Well, she said directly, I did find the tweet, we have 12 years left to cut emissions by 50%, if not more. And for everyone who wants to make a joke about that, you may laugh, but your grandkids will not. Shel, it's not even the fact that it is $93 trillion. That would be 15 years of our current GDP. So every dime we make in the country, no defense, no education, no Medicare, no Medicaid, spend it all on the Green New Deal, we might get to take the bus to Hawaii in 15 years after we only have 12 years left. None of the math makes sense. And this is why you're running for Congress, not to replace her, but we need one more voice to oppose her. Tell us why you've jumped back into elective life.
I have jumped back in. I'm running against Sean Patrick Maloney in the 18th district in New York. And because I think it is so important that we have people who are pragmatic and practical. And as you know, I'm an engineer. I want to look at the facts and determine what makes the most sense. And, you know, already New Yorkers pay the highest energy rates in the country. Our energy costs are 25 to 30% above the national average. This would double them or more. We need to do something. It would get rid of the domestic production of fossil fuels, which means now we'd be reliant on foreign sources again. This is not what we ultimately want. So we've got to worry about clean air and clean water, but we've got to do it in a way that makes sense. And of course, as you know, I'm big on the fact that we need to bring our money back and improve our infrastructure. You know, New York gets shortchanged constantly, and I want to go down to D.C. and stop that. You know, $50 billion, according to the governor, New York State lost in 1 year, last year. We need to bring that back and finally fix our infrastructure needs.
Now, the last time you were running, you ran against Kirsten Gillibrand, and you said to her in your only televised debate that she had made plans to run for president, and she vehemently denied it and said she wouldn't run for president. She clearly said she wouldn't run for president, that if elected, she'd serve out her term. She said it not once, but I think something close to six times in the first 3 minutes of having been asked that question. But of course, we know, Farley, that she turned around like the day after she was elected and announced a campaign for presidency. But she's not doing very well in upstate. What do you make of your former opponent?
You're absolutely right, Kevin. Actually, to her credit, it took her 2 weeks from the day after that debate to go on the Colbert show saying that she was now thinking about running for president. And I mean, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, we need elected leaders who are honest. So I am not surprised that she is polling at less than 1%. But frankly, I am a little surprised that she hasn't gotten more support from the elected officials in New York. I mean, Cory Booker got every one of their congressional, you know, the Democratic congressional representatives in New Jersey to back him. And Gillibrand has just gotten Maloney in Manhattan to back her. But, you know, of course, Sean Patrick Maloney, my congressman, is backing Beto O'Rourke. And again, you know, focusing on the Green New Deal and Medicare for all.
Yeah, the big, big expensive things that an already depleted financial condition that New York State finds itself in cannot even come close to handling. And that's really the problem, isn't it, Shell? We've got to really start taking New York seriously as New Yorkers to get a better result. You've got to make different decisions in terms of who you send there.
Absolutely. And look, we have a president in the White House from our state. I mean, it is ridiculous that we cannot work with the administration to get more for New York. And so that's what I want to do. Our current leaders are not doing the job, yeah, as evidenced by the last 2 years. So I want to go down there and really help New York.
Well, get on her website, shellfarley.com. That's Shell, C-H-E-L, single L-E. Farley, shellfarley.com, and it'll connect you with everything that she's doing. You can donate to her campaign. You can see her position on the issues. But we're big fans of Shell Farley in these parts. And, Shell, we'll see you tonight at the Lincoln Day dinner. But thanks for popping on with us today.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I look forward to seeing you and Amy.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I'm telling you, in the last few weeks, I've become such a fan of my little pocket pal. It's my Durasan handy wipes in my pockets, in my backpack, anywhere I go. I can get immediately clean hands and have them on hand for when I take the kids, like we did this last Saturday for Mother's Day shopping. All day Saturday, we're out, we're going places, they're touching stuff that just mortifies me and would just mortify the lovely bride. When we went to lunch, I pulled them out, we got everybody's hands clean, because it's a safe, water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, and perfect for everyday use. Durasan has also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA-approved, environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizers. And they've got a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray, for example, kills Zika and other tough viruses. Kevin McCullough listeners, you're going to get 20% off if you mention Kevin McCullough Radio when you call 844- 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726. 844-387-4726. Or go to www.durasan.com. D-U-R-I-S-A-N.com. Or call 844-387-4726.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact a potential victim. Social Security Administration employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange for information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Don't provide any personal or financial information to these thieves. Call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day. Watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Wow, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Look beneath your office chair and tell me what you see. It's probably a cheap, cracked, discolored plastic mat that you got at an office superstore. When I look down, however, I see a crystal clear view of my beautiful hardwood floor. That's because I have a glass office chair mat. Glass. By Vitraza. The only person who loves my glass chair mat more than I do is my wife. She says it's revitalized the entire room. These beautiful glass chair mats come in 12 standard sizes, though custom sizes are also available, and they are strong, able to hold up to 1,000 pounds. Business owners, be sure to ask about their volume pricing. To see the glass office chair mat from Vitraza for yourself, go to Vitraza.com/Dennis. Again, that is V as in value, I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com/Dennis. Backed by a lifetime warranty and no questions asked guarantee of satisfaction, it's the last office chair mat you will ever need. Go to Vitraza.com/Dennis now. Again, Vitraza.com/Dennis.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano, Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Glad to have you with us today. If you've been watching the trade discussions in the media since last week, and the president announced it, he said last week, early in the week, Monday, Tuesday of last week, said we're going to raise the tariffs on China, and they're not going to like it, and there may be some adverse consequences, but this is the right thing to do. We've got to make sure that we don't get ripped off anymore. And sure enough, now finally today, China decided to respond. Well, how does all of this break down in terms of your portfolio and your investment strategy? Here to discuss is Landmark Capital's CEO, David Fisher, who is back with us fresh off of the little week off that he had last week. He's recovering from some surgery and doing well, sounding great. David, let's get right into the headlines. The Dow had a really rough day, and it's all being attributed right now to the fact that China is threatening these tariffs in response to what the president did last week.
Well, May, in the month of May, the Dow is trading at the worst day today in history of over 50 years. We're seeing the Dow break down through a 200-day moving average, same with the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. So all the markets are getting hit. This is a result of a lot of things happening with the trade with China. Last week, there was trade wars that started. President Trump raised duties on $200 billion of Chinese imports, 25%, and from 10%. And they said they might even do more. Well, the more started. Tariffs now on a third of Chinese goods across the board, and this is now they might even go up to $300 billion of U.S. Imports from China. So. China responded and retaliated. So this is like a boxing match verbally going on. And they're going to put on tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods in about 3 weeks of time. They're given, I think it's, Kevin, some chance for this to simmer down. Hopefully that's the underlying message. But this is targeting U.S. crops like peanuts, soybeans, also refusing to buy U.S. beef. It goes on further, saying that they're going to probably stop buying energy products and farm products from the United States, cutting Boeing plane orders, and possibly, and here's the scary thing, dumping U.S. treasuries. So the Treasury Department came out today simultaneously announcing a $230 billion Treasury auction of debt, and also reinforced, that China is our biggest customer of this debt. So this is a big deal happening, and we're on the beginning of this. The Dow is off as much as almost 700 points. So we'll see how this all pans out, and this is the beginning of much more to come, unfortunately.
Yeah. How far away does this put us from a recession?
Well, you know, recessions usually get announced after the markets drop 10 to 20%. At least that's what happened in 2008. And in the beginning of that year, the Fed and the government and most investors, economists said there's no recession in sight. So we're really... we could be in the midst of a recession right now. It could trigger it through this oil problem that's happening with Iran, and you know, two oil tankers and Saudi Arabia oil tankers were sabotaged, and those oil tankers were headed for the United States, and we're heading over there with an aircraft carrier and B-50 B bombers, and so I mean this thing could escalate. We could see a 1973 oil problem all again. That could be a recession. It could be just the fact that China might sell treasuries. That could be triggering it. So there's a lot of variables to it, but we're not that far off, one to two headlines.
All right. Given that that's the case, a lot of economists, CFOs, business owners believe that when a recession comes, and it looks like it's closer than ever, say that we're not only going to have that, but the bail-in might be something that, as it has been in eight different countries in just the last few years, invoked. Now it's legally allowed to happen in the U.S. And that it will be happening. Do you agree with that? Is this your feeling as well? And if so, what do we need to know about that?
Well, Citigroup last week said get some money towards safer assets. The market's going to go down. And a survey from Bank of America said 84% of CFOs believe there's going to be a big downturn in the economy as early as 2020. So we're not far away from that, and could peak out at 2021. If we just have one thing, a domino effect, and that's what caused 2008, where there was a liquidity crisis, and if we have a problem where one entity can't get liquid, this could trigger a major downturn. But this time we have a bail-in, in fact. Laws passed, the Dodd-Frank Act in 2012, that now says the government can take your 401k, your IRA, your bank account, portions of those. We've seen it, like you said, in eight other countries in the last 7 years. It's a real thing, and we have a white paper on it. This is why we advocate get some money off the table. Get some money off a risk asset being in stocks, because they're saying it's going to go down at maybe 7%, 8% or up to 10% more in the near future is what the economists are saying. So get your market safe, get your money safe by market. Gold's up today. But also, more importantly, somebody has to hold the dollar at the end of the day. And if China does what they're saying they're going to do, back away from buying treasuries, we will be in a world of hurt. And that's what the embracement, the heart of the bail-in is all about, forcing U.S. citizens to hold the U.S. dollar by holding treasuries, because the rest of the world doesn't want to do that. So that's why we say advocate, get some money towards precious metals in your 401k and IRA. And we have ways that you can do that by calling our company.
And you can do it without tax penalty. And friends, the phone number, you can do it now. And the more you've got in retirement, the more the government can take from you. So if you've got $10,000 or more, you're especially vulnerable to the coming bail-in. 844-604-2575 to help get yourself protected. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Get the free white paper as well, The Coming Bail-In. It'll answer almost all your questions, and those that you still don't have answered, you can call David's company, and they'll answer them for you directly. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. I'm Calvin McCullough. David Fisher, thanks so much. My final thought next. All right, Calvin McCullough, if you're feeling run down or don't have energy like you used to, or maybe you feel like you got a little bit of that allergy cold stuff because it's been so uncharacteristically cold and rainy the last few days, it's time to not only try Balance of Nature, but let Balance of Nature go to work for you in their fruits and vegetables in capsule form, penetrating your body's defenses like nothing, and getting every bit of that energy fighting disease, fighting power activated for you in a way that nothing else will. They're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. They take out all the light, they take out all the water, they take out all the air. With tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies, now each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables contained therein. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. You got better looking skin, a lot more energy. You don't get sick anymore. I haven't had bronchitis in years. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Talk to a Balance of Nature health coach today, which comes free with every offer, and see if getting the nutrition from over 10 servings of fruits and veggies can make a difference in your life. Use the discount code THEANSWER to receive free shipping on every order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts, all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just a few, I think 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust.
What does that even mean? 2 weeks ago when we celebrated, I mean, we took a moment to honor, to think of. Yeah, we know the Rashida Tlaib is the voice that you're listening to there. Kevin McCullough is this voice. And the reason that I play you that, because there's what she says in that 7 seconds is some of the most remarkable stuff you'll ever hear an elected congressperson say. Play just that much again, Alex.
Just a few, I think 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust.
There's a calming feeling. Now, I'm going to let you hear the rest of what she had to say, but just remember, that's where it starts. She celebrated the Holocaust, and she found it to have a calming feeling. This was the rest of what she said in that soundbite from a podcast that she did with Yahoo News over the weekend.
Just a few, I think 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust and the fact that it was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land and some lost their lives, their livelihood, the human dignity, their existence in many ways have been wiped out and some people's passport. I mean, just all of it was in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews post the Holocaust, post the tragedy and horrific persecution of Jews across the world at that time.
Yeah. And so somehow she makes the calming effect of the Holocaust all about how the Palestinians are a suffering people. It's anti-Semitic. It's hateful. She's on Twitter today complaining, oh, I'm being misunderstood. No, you're not. You're being understood for what you said. Stop saying stupid stuff. Show support for Israel or leave the U.S. Congress. That's my position on it. If you can't support our most decent and honorable ally in the world on the world stage, then you don't have any business being there. Now, on tomorrow's broadcast, I believe that we are going to be able to tell you about some action you're going to be able to take. Next Monday, there's going to be a major rally in Times Square to launch a billboard that will officially begin fighting back against this anti-Semitism in Congress. We are going to stand with our Jewish allies. We are going to stand with our Jewish friends. As an evangelical, I stand with the Jews. And I oppose the violence of the Palestinian Authority, Hamas, Islamic Jihad in Palestine, and every other terror group that they're hiding and trying to kill from. Friends, somebody's got to do something. Kevin McCullough Radio, we will lead the way. Stay here.